Thus, it becomes evident that the real table, if there is one, is not the same as what we immediately experience by sight or touch or hearing. The real table, if there is one, is not immediately known to us at all, but must be an inference from what is immediately known. Hence, two very difficult questions at once arise, namely, 1. Is there a real table at all? 2. If so, what sort of object can it be? It will help us in considering these questions to have a few simple terms of which the meaning is definite and clear. Let us give the name sense data to the things that are immediately known in sensation. Such things as colors, sounds, smells, hardnesses, roughnesses, and so on. We shall give the name sensation to the experience of being immediately aware of these things. Thus, whenever we see a color, we have a sensation of the color, but the color itself is a sense datum, not a sensation. The color is that of which we are immediately aware, and the awareness itself is the sensation. It is plain that if we are to know anything about the table, it must be by means of the sense data, brown color, oblong shape, smoothness, etc., which we associate with the table. But, for the reasons which have been given, we cannot say that the table is the sense data, or even that the sense data are directly properties of the table. Thus, a problem arises as to the relation of the sense data to the real table, supposing there is such a thing. The real table, if it exists, we will call a physical object. Thus, we have to consider the relation of sense data to physical objects. The collection of all physical objects is called matter. Thus, our two questions may be restated as follows. 1. Is there any such thing as matter? 2. If so, what is its nature?